There Goes the Bride by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. The flat was over a grocer's shop in Berry's Wynd, one of the narrow medieval streets behind the abbey.
If the street door is locked, I can't stand in broad daylight picking the lock, complained James.
We won't know until we try it, said Charles. Come on.
They crossed the street. Charles turned the handle of the street door. It swung open.
See, he said. Faint heart never won successful burglary.
What if there's more than two flats, whispered James.
It's just a little Pakistani grocer's, muttered Charles impatiently as they mounted the stairs. See, one flat. I'll knock first.
He knocked very loudly.
There's a bell, said James.
Charles leaned on it. No reply.
Okay, said Charles. Get to work.
James pulled out a set of skeleton keys.
I remembered you had a set of those, said Charles. Where did you get them?
I took them off someone a long time ago.
Does it always take this long? Complained Charles after 10 minutes.
Shut up. This isn't a movie, and there are two locks here. We really should have checked in the grocery store first. No doubt they own this flat. Maybe they've already re-rented it. Ah, here we go.
The door opened.